Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, AJ. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm doing well.
Little flashback to April last night with all the strikeouts. Huh? an anomaly?
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, we ran into a guy that we just couldn't really make an adjustment on, and we had a lot of guys coming back to the dugout after punching out. I thought we were in between pitches. That's always uncomfortable, and the strikeouts piled up, and we got beat, but we obviously have a chance to win a series against the Red Sox today before we go on the road. But yeah, I think it's more of an anomaly than a sign of things to come.
Do you address that with the guys, or you just take that as a one-off and, hey, let's get back at it today?
No, I don't really address it. You know, just because it's a game that happens and we got beat. So I think if it becomes a pattern, I think you end up having a conversation about it, but it's kind of part of the game and, you know, got my attention because it wasn't our norm, and it looked like we were both a little passive and aggressive. If you can do both of those in the same game, it's kind of weird. But we'll see how the team comes out today.
Obviously, a lot of people are focused in on Miggy, two away from 500, but 55 hits away from 3,000. There was somebody at this radio station who suggested, and I said it was one of the most absurd things I've ever heard, that you don't play him on the road so he gets it at home. As a competitor, I think Miggy would like break bats in the dugout if that was suggested.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have been about trying to win every game, so yeah. That would be very inconsistent with how we approach
right.
The whole season and unfair to the rest of the group. I just prefer him hit two home runs today and make us all happy. That would probably be the perfect way to go, but I understand the hope and I even think Miggy deep down inside hope it happens. But when we're in Cleveland this weekend, a place that we haven't, played particularly well, or we go to Baltimore next week where, we feel like we're a better team than them, I don't think we would concede a loss or a lesser lineup, for the sake of trying to time it up. The baseball gods just don't let you do stuff like that. If it happens, it's supposed to happen. He's not going to play on Sunday in Cleveland. He's most likely not going to play the day game in Baltimore. And that's kind of my hat tip to we'll have four games on the road before we come back home. But, man, I don't want to lose a close game in Baltimore, with Miggy on the bench and us not taking advantage of an opportunity. Because I literally have preached this since the beginning of addressing the team in spring training. We're trying to win every game, and it's too inconsistent for me as a message, as a manager, to play games that way.
Well, and with Boston in town, J.D. Martinez did an interview, and he talked about a few years ago Miguel Cabrera playing with a broken foot. Now, I know you weren't here, right, but can you just give us some insight into Miguel Cabrera and how much he loves to play the game of baseball, the passion that he has for playing the game of baseball?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll just tell you this. I mean, it's a conversation every time I want to give him a day game off. I mean, the only game I think he was thankful that I gave him off was last week in Minnesota. We had the long, drawn-out, five-hour game that got to midnight, and we had a noon game the next day, a really odd 12 o'clock game, and I think he, wanted to give me a hug that he had that day off. But other than that, he doesn't like days off. He doesn't want to not play. He wants to play first base even more than I'm playing him. And that enthusiasm, that joy, that want to has been very consistent for him over the years, and it's why he's great. It's why we are approaching 500 homers. We're approaching 3,000 hits. You don't get that by not wanting to play. And he does play in pain. His, you know, there's not a joint on his body that's not sore or hurt or bone on bone. I mean, he's really, you know, grinded through the last few seasons with some injuries. And so we're trying to be smart with his days off, and I've got to do it that way to get him through the season and give us the best chance for him to have success and us to have success.
I'm just curious, when is not for him, but actually more for pitchers. I remember Nate Robertson, it used to drive me crazy that he admitted, you know what, I was hurting, but I kept pitching. When does it bother you that some guys will hide injuries because they want to play, but it really hurts the team if they play?
Yeah, I think there's a fine line between being sore and being hurt. You know, you teach your guys to be tough. You don't want, you know, every foul ball off the foot to result in 3 days off, or you don't want to, you know, every time you get hit by pitch or every time you have a little bit of arm soreness. I mean, you know, the bullpen's been great the last couple games. We've had a ton of scoreless innings, and it was pretty electrifying seeing Fulmer and Soto and Cicero do their thing. But none of them are feeling great. Like, none of them. It's August. I mean, none of them are feeling in perfect physical form, and so that little soreness stuff doesn't bother me. But if it hinders your performance, and I'm putting you in a position to help our group win a game, and you are not able, there, that's different. Being sort of limited or being not at your best versus unable, that's a fine line, and I think players learn that along the way. And it's why managers like me, we trust our veteran players to be open and honest. But if I'm being a realist, Michael Fulmer's never going to tell me if his shoulder hurts. Mm-hmm. Miguel Cabrera is never going to say no. Jonathan Scope is, you know, I took him out of the game the other day, and he looked like he winced a little bit after a game, and he's in my office the next day, you know, AJ, trust me, AJ, trust me. So, you know, and you want to trust him until he blows an oblique. Then it doesn't feel very good. So it is a tricky, you know, tricky line to walk, but you know, and that's why you got to get to know your players, and you take their word. You also learn their mannerisms, and over the course of time, make better decisions.
And we've had a chance to talk about some of your veterans. Now let's talk about some of the young guys. We're always looking for, okay, what's the future look like? Who is going to be a part of the future, whether it's 2, 3, 4 years down the road? And Akil Badu's been a great story. Eric Haas has been a great story. When do you say, or do you look at it and say, you know what they're doing, they've done enough, and it's sustainable. You always need to continue to work, but when do you get to that point where you say, okay, I think this guy can repeat this time and time again?
Well, I'm good with both of them on our team for next year. So I can tell you that already. They've made that kind of impression that, you know, and it's so random that way, because going into the season, hey, can I get Akil Badu 200 plate appearances, get his feet wet in the big leagues? Maybe next year he goes to AAA. Maybe, or does, you know, can he be a, you know, fourth, fifth outfielder? And I think right now when I give him days off, I'm sure your radio station calls blow up. I mean, it's just not, he's a fixture in our lineup. And, you know, I think he's earned that. Eric Haas, same way, where he goes into the season not even making our team, misses the first month of the season, and is arguably, you know, just as much in the rookie of the year race as Akil Badu. So both of those guys have established themselves as getting opportunities to prove whether or not, you know, they're bona fide big leaguers.
How do you?
It takes a couple hundred at bats. It takes a feel for the players. It takes, you know, some planning on your team. I mean, we came into this season, we signed a lot of guys trying for bounce back. We signed a Wilson Ramos. We signed a Nomar Mazara. We signed a Robbie Grossman. Boom, Robbie Grossman sticks. He's on our team, and he's been a big fixture. The other two guys are not, because they've been pushed out by some younger players. Those younger players are going to spend the next 2 months trying to make an impression to make sure Al and I don't go find different replacements for those guys over the winter. You know, and we'll see how it plays out and how the planning works. We need some of these young guys to be, you know, contributors, you know, early in their career, so that we can go hunt some, you know, some bigger impact to try to move this team forward.
You mentioned hunt for better impact. Chris Illich spoke yesterday or the day before about, yes, I told Al we're going to spend some money to get some guys. Is that what you were told when you got the job? Is that reassuring? And are you confident that you will be able to do that type of stuff?
Yeah, no. When I took the job, I said this in my introductory press conference that I wanted to establish, you know, winning culture here, but you have to do that from the very top, which is Chris Illich, and he was very open and honest with me with where our organization was, the things that they've done over the last couple of seasons to build towards these moments, and if we earn the right to add talent, he wanted to add talent. Now, he says that, and that immediately rushes everybody to the highest paid free agents in baseball, and I don't know where that's going to be and where they're going to fit, but I know Chris wants to establish a winner, and we are close to having a winning team. We're still under 500. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have a couple of young prospects that we can't wait to get to the big leagues, but we do need to supplement those guys with some talent from outside the organization, and that's been very consistent since the first day I was here. I'm glad Chris went out and said it. I know it issues a challenge to Al and I to figure out how the puzzle gets put together. There's some obvious places for us to explore, and there's also some, you know, maybe creative ways for us to keep this athletic team together and keep this brand of baseball that we're playing together and hopefully get a big piece that can take us to the next level.
It's amazing you mentioned the athletic team. This ballpark was built for like an athletic team. This is the first time we haven't had basically a softball team disguised as Detroit Tigers. Now, obviously, they were successful for a long time too, but they also had the pitching. Well, one final thing for me, I know it's kind of weird, but the NFL, when they have their big schedule release, we all get excited and go, you know,
game
5
by
and
game.
12 game by game. Obviously, you don't do it in baseball. But the schedule came out yesterday, which I always find weird that it comes out during the season.
Right.
Do you even look at it? I know you start like with, what, 7 games or 6 games on the West Coast to start the season. Do you even look at that stuff?
A little bit. You know, when this stuff starts being bantered around, this is like version 3 or 4 of the league doing this. And our people behind the scenes would talk a little bit about, you know, moving this off day or that off day. So there's a little bit of a malleable approach to putting the schedule together and travel days and day games. And I mean, so you start talking about game times a little bit. You know, I'm always curious where we start, especially coming out of Florida, you know, and going all the way to the West Coast is probably good for us because you're making a change of scenery anyway. Those West Coast trips are a little bit weird for us anyway, being an East Coast team or East time zone team. I look at that. I look at, you know, in and around the All-Star break, and you kind of always look where you finish. I mean, you know, for me, it's a little bit premature to start, you know, looking at teams and matchups and where's a good homestand or where's a good road trip, because we have no idea how all these teams are going to get put together, nor do we know our team. So a little weird that it's in August and you start thinking about next year. We still got 50 plus games. That's a third of the season left now. I don't really care who we play in May of next year or where we, you know, finish the first half next year until we get towards the offseason.
Well, win the series today, and I know Scooble needs a game where he with no home runs against them. That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, this is a challenging team for Scooble, but it's also an opportunity for me. They're going to load the lineup with righties. They've got some home run power, but you know, I think we've shown that we can stand up against good teams. Our record against good teams is better than people think, and this will be a nice way to end the homestand. We can get a win.
All right. Thanks, AJ. Yeah. Appreciate it as always. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care.
That's AJ Hinch joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.